I'm joined on Radio Jackie today by Cameron Cornish, who is a watch commander at Reigate Fire Station. Surrey Fire and Rescue Service is asking people to donate toys this year. Tell us more about this initiative.
So this year, this is the second time we've done this. We're collecting toys for children in hospital who have to stay in hospital over a period of time. We're looking for toys for boys and girls between the ages of newborn and 16, and the intent is to bring them some Christmas joy over the festive period and make what is a difficult time in hospital that little bit easier, and to just reduce some of the pressures and tension that's associated with being ill over the hospital.
What inspired Surrey Fire and Rescue Service to launch this toy donation initiative?
I think it's nice to do something positive, be able to give back to your community and create a real festive vibe and just help people, really. East Surrey Hospital is local to Reigate Fire Station. We work very closely with them. A lot of our patients that we deal with in sort of traumatic incidents will go to East Surrey Hospital, but a lot of the people we deal with in our communities in general will feed into the hospital just for sort of routine care and work. So for us, it's really important that we sort of engage with our communities and give back and just help where we can. One of the pickup comments that was made for us last year was from a nurse who works there. She just said, by us giving these presents and donations amid the winter pressures, it just released and just reduced some of the tension and anxiety in hospitals amongst the parents because of just the waiting times. And it just really helped ease the burden and the stresses that were put upon them.
And where is the collection point for donations?
So the collection point this year, again, is at Reigate Fire Station. So we've actually moved into another building on site, so the public might not know exactly where we are. But we are towards the back of the site, but we've also created a drop-off box at the entrance at the barrier at Reigate Fire Station to the main site. It's always quite clearly marked, so if people can't find us fire station, they can stick any donations in the drop-off box at the entrance.
And how will the toys be distributed and which hospitals or services will receive them?
So at the moment, our primary focus is East Surrey Hospital. That's because it is our local. But if we get an excess of donations like we did last year, and we're going to be looking to identify other children's services. So that could be Epsom Hospital Children's Emergency Department, if possible. But our focus at the moment is on East Surrey Hospital because it's local to us. But hopefully we'll be able to expand it as well, which would be absolutely fantastic. But we'll be sorting through all the toys and we'll be putting them to age groups. And then we'll sort of just make sure everything's safe and we can sort of isolate sort of sensory need toys or those with sort of learning difficulties. So everyone gets something which is really, really suitable for them.
What kinds of toys are most needed and what's the age range? Is it kind of between newborn to 16-year-olds?
Yeah, it's newborn to 16-year-olds. Thankfully, the public have been so generous. Actually, the age range we've got is absolutely spot on. I think the hardest ones we generally get are sort of the latter ages, sort of around 14 to 16. But absolutely anything is appreciated and really, really amazing. We just couldn't ask for anything more. It's fantastic.
And how important is community support to the success of an initiative like this?
We couldn't do it without them, to be fair. A lot of our staff do donate, but it really is. We're so grateful for the members of the public stepping forward to sort of these donations. We cannot do it without it, but it's such a worthy cause as well. And it really does help us to engage with the communities massively. And it does go further than just helping the children out in hospital. It helps their families out, and also we can look to identify vulnerable people in our community and sort of offer services to them as well, which is totally sort of within our remit and what we've sort of paid to do. So it is, the help it offers is far more widespread than just the children in hospital.
And what steps are being taken to ensure that donations meet hospital guidelines and safety standards?
Yeah, cool. So we have to, everything that's donated, it has to be new. The reason behind that is just for infection control purposes. It has to be sealed as well. So when we get these toys in, everyone that we do is inspected. We have a look at it, make sure it's safe, make sure it's new, and then we wrap it up and age it. So we ask for toys to be new and unwrapped because we obviously check them and we wrap them ourselves.
And obviously you guys are the ones distributing them. What challenges would you say that you face collecting and distributing toys during the festive season?
I think, if I'm honest, the biggest challenge is just getting numb fingers when we're having to tear off so many pieces of sellotape. We adapt and overcome. We've got so many people in our service that are willing to come in and help. Our chief fire officer's coming in to help wrap us, wrap presents up for us one day. We've got our volunteers and even our family members coming and wrap them. So we've definitely got the support we need within the service to be able to do it. We just need the donations to be able to do it.
Are you looking for more volunteers or have you got enough?
I think at the moment we've got enough, but we'd always do it internally as well, just to make sure we've safeguarded everything. But no, we've definitely got enough numbers, I think, of volunteers, just the donations we need, really.
How do you manage excess donations and what happens to them? Or is there no such thing as excess donations?
So East Surrey Hospital, they have about 150 children going through their department a day on average. So we look to sort of identify enough gifts to be able to sort of cover the whole Christmas period either side. If we have excess numbers, what we'll do is we'll go to local children's services in the area and we'll sort of pinpoint them, and then we'll look to offer those donations to them as well. I mean, the next closest hospital to us is Epsom Hospital, and they have got a paediatrics emergency department. But at the moment, our real focus is on East Surrey because that covers such a vast amount of Surrey. And other than just Redhill, Reigate, it covers vast parts of Salford, Oxted, Lingfield, Caterham. It's huge, the population it caters for.
What message would you like to share with the public about participating in this initiative?
I think the message for me to take home is everyone deserves to be happy at Christmas. And when I was a child, having something to open was always magical. And I was very, very lucky. So where we can do that, I'd like to make sure every child possible has a smile on their face. And especially those who are having to go into hospital over Christmas period. It's stressful. It's not nice. They're feeling rubbish because they're sick. So we can just bring that little bit of festive vibe and positivity and cheer. And it just might just sort of tip that side, smile the other way around and really sort of help them enjoy their Christmas as best as possible.
Are there any other ways for people to support the cause if they can't donate a brand new toy?
They can always support the cause. They can just sharing the message. If you go on social media, there's loads of posts about it. If they can log onto social media and share it amongst their sort of followers and friends on Facebook, I think there's Instagram and X now, that would be absolutely fantastic. The further we can get this message out there, the more chance we've got of getting donations, and they really, really are gratefully received.
I know you said this is your second year, so how did last year go? Was it as good as expected?
It was better than expected. I couldn't believe the amount of donations we have. It was absolutely fantastic. It was so heartwarming. It's just now the challenge is to really match it because now we set a very, very high benchmark. So, and the sort of competitive nature in me, I want to achieve the same again, if not higher. So it would be absolutely fantastic if we can do that.
What impact do you hope this initiative will have on the children and their families this Christmas?
The impact I hope it has is it just eases the burden on their experience and creates what is a bad experience for them, or a very unwelcome experience, into just a little bit more of a positive one. And it just eases the stresses of being in hospital over the Christmas period. And I really also do hope it helps our NHS staff as well. We work very closely with them. They're under a lot of pressure. They have huge amounts of people going through and during the winter period with all sorts of illnesses, viruses, infections, and it is stressful. And just helping them to be a bit more positive, create a bit more festive vibe in the department, it really does ease the stresses amongst sort of the parents and the staff. And also it just creates some happy children, and happy children are just, that's what you want really, especially over the festive period.
And are there plans to expand or continue this initiative in future years?
I'm always looking to expand. I mean, the media team have said it would be absolutely fantastic if we can get the whole of Surrey on board. That is my long-term plan. That's what I'm working towards. And I think it definitely is achievable. I mean, we've set the foundation at Reigate Fire Station. So we know really what we're doing now. We've worked out what works, what doesn't work. We've got things sort of refined. So I can definitely see it expanding and more people want to get involved in it. So hopefully next year we might be able to bring it to the west of Surrey. I was going to talk to my other stations and see who wants to get involved. And I think it's definitely possible.
And final question, when is the deadline for donations? When do people have to get them to you by?
So the deadline is the 19th of December, because what we're aiming to do is be able to deliver them on Christmas Day themselves, but also another day sort of near coming up to Christmas. So East Surrey Hospital have got a little bit of a stockpile. But people can drop them in any time of day or night, really, between the hours of 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. There's a drop-off box at the entrance to the fire station, but also if they know where the fire station is on site, there is markers towards it. They can ring on the front doorbell and they can hand it to us. It's not a problem at all.